Making a difference in our community, this is Letitia Mizon. Letitia, thanks for being part of our outstanding volunteer programs. How did you get involved with all the things the Nameless deals with?
Back when I went to Fanshawe for child and youth care, I took the culture of addictions class, and I learned about a grassroots organization called Safe Space London that supported women and gender nonconforming sex workers in the East End of London. So I involved myself as a volunteer there, did a placement at an emergency homeless shelter called Unity Project, again, another grassroots organization, got a job out of my placement there, then came back to St. Thomas, which is my hometown, and knew that I had friends and family on the streets. From there, I rallied support from individuals in the community, friends who I knew from growing up, and the health unit to create change, because I knew that I had skills and something to bring to my hometown that could make positive change. And from there, it kind of just blew up. So we have been in community as the Nameless for almost 4 years now. We are now a full-blown registered Canadian charity. We have a team of about 20 individuals who work tirelessly 7 days a week in community from 6:30 to 9:30. Just being there to support individuals experiencing housing deprivation, challenges with their mental health, challenges with food insecurity, living in poverty, active substance use, and just needing to belong and needing a space to belong and give back to the community.
I want to pick up on something you just said about the Nameless and giving back. Why is that important to you?
When I looked at the options in St. Thomas, it was a desolate wasteland, essentially, of supportive, harm reduction-based, grassroots community initiatives. And I knew that belonging and working together and a sense of pride and ownership in a movement will encourage people to give back to their community. And I think that there is power in community. People have the ability to make positive change, to belong somewhere regardless of their economic or socioeconomic state. And many people just want to give back. There's very little options for people who are experiencing challenges to be involved in something bigger and something that they feel pride in.
You mentioned the word pride. It may seem difficult to ask someone that's involved in the nature of what you're doing, but is there an accomplishment? Is there something that happens every day where you take pride in it?
I take pride in the community every single day. I see the volunteers' independent struggles, and I see their independent wins, and I see our collective wins, and I see people who often are unable to reciprocate in the services that they're receiving support from to give back. And I see the little wins and the big wins, and every single piece of the existence of the Nameless brings me great pride. I also take pride in changing the way that people see or think about harm reduction, it being a super stigmatized word and people not really understanding what that is. I take pride in seeing the shift in conversation from when we first started to now. The growth of the understanding of the community has been really beautiful.